welcome to the Times of India News. Here are the top news of the hour. Senior Congress leader P. Chidambaram on Wednesday accused the ruling BJP of making India vulnerable to terrorist attacks by sitting on two key initiatives of the previous UPA government, National Counter-Terrorism Centre and the National Intelligence Grid. In a series of tweets, the former Home and Finance Minister wondered whether the Narendra Modi government has not moved forward on the NCTC and the Net Grid because the two initiatives were conceived and started by the Manmohan Singh government. The idea behind setting up of the NCTC as a single unified counter-terrorism agency was conceived by Chidambaram as the then Home Minister soon after the Mumbai terror attack in 2008, which claimed 166 lives. However, the move was opposed by several chief ministers, including Narendra Modi as the then Gujarat chief minister, alleging that such a structure will interfere with the functioning of state security agencies and it would be a threat to the federal structure of the country. Even though the central government made several efforts to evolve a consensus by initiating talks with state governments, it received no response. The Net Grid, once fully operationalized, will connect data-providing organizations and users, besides developing a legal structure through which information can be accessed by law enforcement agencies. These data sources include records related to immigration entry and exit, banking and financial transactions and telecommunications. The agencies include the Intelligence Bureau, local police, and Revenue and Customs Departments. The Election Commission will set up 60 all-women polling stations in Tripura. Chief Electoral Officer Sriram Tarani Kanti said that at least 60 all-women polling stations would be set up in the two Lok Sabha constituencies in Tripura. All the polling and security personnel would be women in these stations. He said that 30 assembly segments exist in each of the two Lok Sabha constituencies, Tripura East and Tripura West, and one all-women polling station would be set up in each assembly segment followed by an advisory by the Election Commission. Around 20,000 polling personnel, including women, would be appointed to conduct the parliamentary polls in Tripura. The EC has also appointed 9 central observers, 2 police observers and 4 expenditure observers for the election in the state. The majority of the central paramilitary forces have already arrived in the state. A Tripura Home Department official said that the State Election Authority has sought 150 companies of central paramilitary forces, but the Union Home Ministry refused to provide such a large number. There are 13 candidates in the Tripura West Lok Sabha seat and 10 in the Tripura East constituencies. 3 women candidates are contesting the parliamentary polls this time. Tripura West goes to the polls in the first phase on April 11th and Tripura East in the second phase on April 18th. As many as 54,000 employees of the state-owned telecom operator Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited are likely to lose their jobs as the board of the company has accepted a proposal to lay off approximately 54,000 employees. Department of Telecommunications is unlikely to go through with the layoff plan until the elections are over. Announcing the VRS package or job cuts and shutting down businesses of the telecom firm would have huge implications on employees and ongoing elections. The BSNL board also approved recommendation on the reduction of retirement age from the present 60 years to 58 years, voluntary retirement scheme for all employees aged 50 and above, and expediting the allocation of 4G spectrum to the BSNL. The decision on retirement age and VRS will lead to exit of around 54,451 BSNL employees, which is 31% of the company's 174,312 strong workforce. The move to trim the retirement age alone will end up reducing the employee count by 33,568 employees and will save BSNL a total of 13,898 crore rupees over the next 6 years on the wage bill. The average age of BSNL workforce is estimated to be over 55 years. Monsoon rains may be below normal this year, SkyMet, a private weather forecasting agency, said on Wednesday. The report said the monsoon is likely to be 93% of the long period average. Anything between 90 to 95% of LPA falls under the below normal category. LPA is the average of rainfall between 1951 and 2000, which is 89 centimeters. SkyMet CEO Jatin Singh attributed the El Nino phenomena as the reason behind a possible below normal rainfall. According to SkyMet forecast, there is a 55% chance of the below normal rainfall.